Hare Krishna. Let's go through a few questions. I've got a whole list of questions. This is going back to 2012. And starts off with Gaur Krishna Das. And he's inquiring about Saraswati Devi as she's spoken about in Brahma Samhita. And in Brahma Samhita, Saraswati is the one who initiates Brahma with the Gopal mantra. Kim Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi Janabhavaya Swaha. But his question is, well, how is it that a demigoddess, because he's saying Saraswati is a demigoddess who appears after the creation, how is it that this demigoddess is there prior to the creation? Because at this stage, Brahma has not yet recreated the universe. So how is it that she's there? And the answer is that the Saraswati, who's being spoken about here, is not the demigoddess who's in charge of knowledge, mundane knowledge, music, and so on in the material world, and whom materialistic people, Brahmins, worship for becoming very, very learned or becoming very expert in some field of knowledge. She's the original internal potency and an expansion of Lord Krishna's Samvit Shakti, or his divine knowledge potency. So in that sense, she's also an expansion of Srimati Radharani. And she acts on the Lord's behalf. There are different grades of demigods. We hear about demigods in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, who exist in Vaikuntha, Goloka. They are the original transcendental form of the demigods. We also hear in Bhagavatam how before the individual creation, the individual universes are created, then there are the prototypes of the demigods. And they are also there, from them expand the demigods in the material world. So although the names, pardon, in each individual universe. So although the names may be the same, but the personalities are different. Okay, then the next question is from Nishingananda Das, and he asked an interesting question. It's somewhat familiar. I don't know if I've answered it before, and it just sort of stayed on the question sheet here. But he's asking about Sanjaya, and he's giving two references to Sanjaya, both of which are current in our books as well. One is of Sanjaya, who's sitting in the palace with Dhritarashtra and recounting the events as they're happening on the battlefield. And he doesn't seem to move from that his position there. He's by the side of Dhritarashtra. And Srila Prabhupada also talks about how it's just like television. By the grace of Vyasadeva, within his heart, he was able to see everything that was taking place on the battlefield. On the other hand, in the Bhagavatam, when first canto, when the different members of the Kuru clan are being named or described, then it also says that Srila Prabhupada in his purport is saying Sanjaya fought in the battle and was one of the few to return from the battlefield. He was the last person that Sahadeva was going to kill, but Arjuna stopped him and said, "No, he's our friend. Let him go and report to the old blind man, Dhritarashtra." So Sanjaya left the field of battle. On the way, he met Duryodhan before reaching Hastinapur. So this seems to be a different version. This is Sanjaya who participates on the battlefield, and it's only after the battle is over does he actually report to Dhritarashtra. I have never read anything that directly addresses this particular dichotomy. If some readers have, then we'd be glad to hear that information. But it's not unusual that we see that there are different versions of a pastime or event that are given in scripture. One is the more obvious one is that at different times or at different speakings of the Mahabharata, the events took place differently. In other words, that at one time Sanjaya was by Dhritarashtra's side, and another time he was on the battlefield and came after the battle was over to tell him the information. Another version is that Sanjaya was by some potency of the Lord able to be present at both in both ways. He was present, sorry, I'm just concentrating on making Damodar's turban. Now, he was present both on the battlefield and also by Dhritarashtra's side. It was possible by Vyasadeva's grace for him to see what was going on the battlefield. He could also be present in two places at once. Such things are not impossible for devotees by the Lord's grace. So those are the possible alternatives. And the third question is, again from Gaur Krishna, and he's asking that because when Krishna's incarnations kill somebody, they become liberated. So does that mean that at the end of Kali Yuga, when the Lord kills all of the living entities here, that they become liberated? The answer is yes. It's just a question of what liberation means. And the meaning of liberation can mean freedom from sinful reaction. It can mean elevation to Brahmajyoti, elevation to Vaikuntha. It can mean prema or love of Godhead. So the same word is used in different ways. So considering that in Kali Yuga, by the end of Kali Yuga especially, living entities are extremely sinful. They have no pious credits. Neither are they performing any pious activities. There's no religious practice. Therefore, they're not purifying themselves. So if they were to die in that state at the end of this age, then what would be their fate? In order to qualify them, therefore, for the next age, for the Satya Yuga, which requires a very high qualification, the Lord kills them. By killing them, they become free from all sinful reaction, and therefore they become qualified to take birth again in Satya Yuga. There may, of course, be certain exceptions to that in terms of any personal interaction that Kalki may have, either with parents, relatives, friends, and so on, that they may get a higher grade of liberation. Of course, he doesn't necessarily kill those, or even some of the living entities whom he kills. He may give them a higher grade of liberation, but considering that he kills everybody, then the vast majority of those who are left their body at his hand, they become purified, and in that way they're able to continue spiritual life in the next stage, in the Satyayuga. So that is the meaning of liberation here, and that is the benefit of the liberation that Lord Kalki gives. Hare Krishna.